Brian Baker, Bad Religion. Bad Religion founded 1980. Greg Graffin and Jay Bentley went to the same school and were the only two people with funny hair and made a band, their first band. And that's how it started, just that simple.
And where did the name Bad Religion result from?
Trying to think of a name that would make people angry. When you're 15, that works.
Is there anybody music you liked in those days and now you're going to imitate?
No, we've been imitating the band in those days consistently through 18 years. So our first song on our new record, No Substance, is a song called Hear It, which is stolen from a band called The Adolescents, who were Bad Religion's favorite band in 1980. So we've been doing it all this time. Can't all be original, come on. Too many records.
How do you explain to yourself the success the band had?
I think it's because the band has been on tour all over the world for so many years. Bad Religion started touring Europe in 1987 and has been everywhere that they sell Bad Religion records on the globe, pretty much. Trying to go to China this year, but it's a little hard right now. And I think that's a lot of it, is that investing time and coming to, say, to Germany for 10 years... People like that you give them the trouble of coming, and it's important. I found this in a lot of European places where many American bands just don't go. They're much happier to see you when you come every year, and I think it's just hard work, really. That and the fact that Greg Graffin's the best singer in the world.
You released 9 records and a best of collection and something like that. Where do you think you get all these different types of music from, these different ideas?
Well, part of it's the luxury of only being in a band. When you have a lot of... your whole life is playing music, you have more time to think about music, you know? And I think it's actually like 13 albums, by the way. It's just, you know, once again, we're very lucky that Greg is very prolific. His mind is always working. And there's always plenty of things to write about.
Do you think there's a conflict between the band and family, friends?
Yes, there is. It's very hard to have a family while you still are on tour so long. And so we try to deal with it. For instance, Greg Graffin's children are with him right now in Cologne. He'll be coming to the show and then going back where his children are, and his mother is actually on tour right now. So you have to... and the band at the same time. And it makes it stressful, but you do the best you can.
Where did the idea of Raise Your Voice singing with Campino result from?
Greg was writing that song in his head while watching Die Totenhosen in Dusseldorf last year. And it was such a neat situation because after Greg had thought of this song... opportunity came where Campino was going to be in New York and wanted to sing on one of our songs anyway. I mean, we've known them for many years. And so it just worked out that Greg had this song that was written in a Die Totenhosen show that Campino was able to come and sing on. And it was just, they both liked the song, and so that's why they chose it.
Are there other cooperations planned, or...?
I don't know. Like all collaborations with Bad Religion, with Campino or Eddie Vedder or any of these other people, it really is just that they're friends first, and it just happens to work out. Campino happened to be in New York when they were doing some mixing for this song. Eddie happened to be in L.A. when they were recording the record that he sang on. It's just accidental. It's not planned. So maybe in the future, but I don't know. Maybe we'll never see Campino again.
Where did you get the idea from to marry a couple on the stage?
That would be Greg Hetson's idea. He is a minister. I think in the States you can just send money and then you're a legal minister and can perform a few months ago. So that's his thing. I don't know when he's planning on doing that. It hasn't happened yet, but he's offering the service, I believe.
Do you have a couple here?
No, we don't have one. Well, not that I know of.
What are your plans for the future?
To still have fun and do this when it's still important to people. Because if it's not, I don't want to do it.